Bartender. Bartender. Can I get another vodka soda, please? More limes this time. You never give me enough limes. Hello? Bartender. Hey, bartender. Do not tell me to be quiet. I am not shouting. Well, get me another vodka soda and I'll shut up.
Boo, I got other customers besides you.
So what? You can't show pressure and fall. Preferential. Blah. Preferential treatment to the other customers just because they have dates and are in love. Hey, don't walk away from me. Oh. You got me my drink. Thanks. Sorry. Yeah, I'm good. Oh, Celine, you are being a sloppy bitch. Stupid Valentine's Day. All I wanted was to go out to dinner and sit at the bar and have a pleasant evening alone. But no, it's gotta be lovey-dovey day with all the red hearts everywhere and stupid pricks fix menus that suck. And anyone who pays money for them is a sucker. Yeah, sorry. God, you're so touchy. Okay, Jesus. I'll stop shouting into the restaurant. Yes, I'll behave myself. Relax, all right? You don't need to kick me out. It's almost the end of the night. There's hardly anyone left here anyway.
I take it you didn't have a date tonight.
That's what you sound like. Well, if you really want to know, I had a date, but he's a firefighter, and he ran into a burning building, and he died, so now I'm alone and sad. No, not really. Oh my god, you're so gullible. Oh, whatever, don't be so sensitive. It was just a joke. It's funny. Everyone says I'm funny. How do you get stuck with this shift anyway? Your girlfriend can't be happy you're working on Valentine's Day. Ooh, one of those perpetually single types. What do you mean, love is bullshit? That's crazy. Love is. Well, maybe you're right. Love sucks. What really happened with me and my boyfriend? Well, he dumped me. A couple weeks ago, kind of out of nowhere. I've been doing pretty good, all things considered. Until I went out tonight to grab dinner, and I totally didn't realize what day it was. I tried like 4 places before this one, and they were full up everywhere. So fucking annoying. So, I had to sit here all alone at the bar and eat my steak while all around me cutesy fucking couples are feeding each other chocolate cake and shit. And when I couldn't stand it anymore, I decided to get drunk. Problem solved. Oh my god, shut up. You're such an asshole.
Why did my boyfriend break up with me?
Ugh. He thought... Well, he said that I wasn't any good in bed. Well, his exact words were,
I have more extreme sexual taste than you, and for that reason, we are incompatible.
What a douche, right? I can't believe I was ever with him. What do you mean he has a point? Fuck off, you're the worst bartender ever. Bartenders are supposed to be, like, wise and helpful and shit and help you with your problems. You're just a jerk. Ugh. He always seemed so nice, and he claimed he wanted a sweet girl when we started dating. But guys are just so fucking predictable. They all want the lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. That's a completely misogynistic fantasy. Do you know how uncommon that actually is? You either get a girl who can impress your waspy mom, or you get a girl who wants to get her throat fucked hanging upside down off the bed. Oh, oops. Sorry, was that too loud? No, I never tried any of that nasty shit. It's so humiliating. I wanted to be the nasty girl of his dreams and keep him satisfied, but every time I just got too embarrassed. I guess I have too much self-respect to do that kind of stuff. I'm not that kind of girl. I'd try to talk dirty or let him call me bad names or do things with my mouth, and I just couldn't go through with it. The shame was too much to bear. But now it's like, I almost want to go out and find someone to just totally whore myself out for to get back at him, you know? Like, do all the shameful shit I could never bring myself to do with him. Fulfill his every fantasy at last, but with someone else. That would show him. Okay, you're right. He'd never know. Unless I took a video and sent it to him. No. That'd be crazy. That's not me. I could never do that. Unless I was really drunk. Like I am right now. And I was chatting with a cute fucking bartender who's actually a huge asshole and already doesn't respect me at all. And he took me out to his car right now and bossed me around so good that I had no choice but to be an embarrassing little shame slut who does things for him that she's never done in her life. What do you think? Yes, I'm serious. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Tiger. How many times has some drunk bitch been harassing you all night and you wished you could just shut her up? Now, before you agree, I want to be clear what I'm asking for. I want you to disrespect me. I want you to make me blush. I want to be red in the face when I'm doing what you want. I want you to push past my limits. I want you to not take no for an answer. I'm begging you to fucking humiliate me. Think you can handle that, Tiger? Can you make me do all the shameful shit my ex wanted but never got? Or are you too much of a pussy like him? Good. That's the right answer. It's all settled then. Buy me one more drink and close me out. I'll wait until you're done for the night. Thank you. Such a gentleman. Fuck. I'm drunk. Are you gonna take advantage of me? Take advantage of a mouthy little good girl who's quite literally asking for it? Good. Wait, hang on. Take your phone out and record something real quick. Hi. My name is Celine, It is 11:45 p.m. on February 14, 2024, and I am giving my complete consent to this man. Hey, point at the camera and wave. This man to brutally fuck me and do foul, abusive things to me. He hates my guts because I've been nothing but an annoying, drunk bitch all night to him, and he has my total permission to take his anger out on me. There is no safe word. I have no limits. I can't say no. Happy Valentine's Day! There. Now you have proof this is real. Now, no matter what happens, you're protected. So, with that protection, what are you gonna do to me first, Tiger? Doesn't matter what you want. Ass, mouth, pussy, everything's available on your little baby girl's Valentine's Day menu. Oh my god, fuck. You're stronger than you look. You just grabbed me and pinned me to the seat. God, your weight on top of me is enough to completely hold me down. Hey, be careful with that blouse. It's new. What the fuck? Ow. Ow. Are you fucking serious? Okay. I'll stop whining. Sorry. Sorry, Daddy. Well, go on. Yank the rest of my fucking clothes off. God, you're like an animal. Okay, I'm naked now. And my clothes are fucking stretched out or ruined. So, thanks for that. Hey, why are you rolling the window down? Oh my god! You just got me naked and threw my clothes out the window? What am I supposed to do after we're done? Go get them? God, you're such an asshole. Whoa, your cock is like way bigger than my ex-boyfriend's. Damn. Well, what do you want to do first? Oh, ow, ow. Your legs are pinning my arms down. Your cock is on my face. Great. Yep, fair to say, this is pretty humiliating. Lick it? I mean, I could give you a better blowjob if you... You just want me to stick my tongue out and taste? Okay. Okay. I feel really stupid right now. What did I get myself into? Oh, you need a better angle? A better angle for what? Fuck. Oh my god. It was so fucking degrading. I can't believe that's how you started. Can't you at least give me a second to work? No. damn it. That was so fucking rough. No, you're right. I fucking asked for it. I know. Well, mission accomplished. I'm officially humiliated. No, I don't like it. But that's the point, isn't it? I'm here to try new things, even if I don't like it. Look, if you're gonna keep abusing my mouth, can you at least take your clothes off? They're chafing me every time you thrust into my mouth. Damn, my pussy is wet though. Maybe I do like this. I don't know. My head is spinning. Maybe I'm just drunk and almost drowned in your cock just now. Why are you handing me your belt? Put it around my neck? Okay. I mean, yes, daddy. Pull it tight. Yes, daddy. Oh. Like this? Tighter? Why don't you do it then, daddy? Daddy. This isn't what I meant when I said I wanted to get red in the face. Yes, daddy. I'm a stupid little shame whore. Yes, daddy. I love getting choked by daddy's belt. Yes, daddy. Thank you for brutally fucking my throat. It was so embarrassing, and that's what I like. I like being embarrassed. I love being a slut on Valentine's Day. Fuck. Thank you for letting me breathe, daddy. Oh my god. That turned me on so fucking bad. I guess I like being choked. Look, my fucking crotch is bucking involuntarily in my seat. I can't believe you're going to make me say that. And you want me to do a stupid bimbo voice? Like, what do you mean? Oh, totally. Oh my god. Like that? Okay, I'll do it. Oh my god, daddy. My little cunt is just twitching at the way that you use me. My pussy needs some cock, daddy. She's dying for it. Will you give it to her? Please, please, please give my pussy some cock. How was that? Good. How did I like it? It was completely demoralizing, thank you for asking. So, will you though? Give her some cock. You want to use my mouth some more while you hold the belt? Sorry, while you hold the leash. Yes, daddy, please control me with my leash and guide me to give you the blowjob you deserve. My hair's so big. I can use both hands while I slurp on you. Oh my god. Do you hear those noises I'm making? I've never heard noises like that come out of me before. Let's see what other noises I can make, daddy. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? I'm spitting and drooling so much all over your fat bitch breaker dick, sir. No, I've never talked dirty before. Am I doing good? I want to say lots of good things for you, Daddy. Record me again. I'm a stupid cunt for you, Daddy. I don't want self-respect anymore. All I want is to be a fleshlight. Come dump as my whore. I'm so fucking embarrassed while recording this. Pull my leash tighter and disrespect me, Daddy. Daddy, my pretty pussy is drooling as much as my mouth cunt is. She needs to get stuffed now. Please tell me it's time to stuff her mouth full of your fat dick. That's already made such a shame whore out of me. Yeah, I want you to fuck me like you're taking advantage of me. Please. You want me from behind? How should I do that? You want my ass back here in the back seat, and you want me to hold myself up in the front? But anyone who walks by could see me through the windshield. They'll see my tits bouncing every time you thrust into me, and my eyes screwed up in pleasure and mouth moaning for more. Oh, that's right. I forgot. You don't give a fuck about what I want or me as a person. Perfect. Yeah. Put it in. She needs it, Daddy. She needs that fucking cock. Please, please. Yes, fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. That cock is so big. And my pretty little pussy. Fuck, Donnie. Fuck. You're turning me into an animal. Fucking me like a dog. Yeah. Fucking me like a bitch. I'm a stupid bitch and he's made for fucking and breeding and nothing else. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. I'm going. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, it just came. Oh, fuck, you've been treating me so badly, and it made me fucking come. Thank you for treating me so badly. Fuck, I'm such a little shame slut, stupid fucking whore. Fuck, that doesn't deserve to do anything but milk Daddy's fucking cock. Oh, god, I bet I look so cute, bouncing on your dick, my tits jiggling, my ear belt swinging like a necktie around my neck. No. Like a leash. God. Oh, fuck. My boyfriend was such a fucking pussy with his small, little limp dick. Not like you. You're a real fucking man. You're a real fucking man. Oh, a real fucking man. A real fucking man. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, I was wrong. I was wrong. I want to be disrespected. You know what I said before? I will do it. I'll do anything. I am. That kind of girl. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm gonna come again. I am that kind of girl. I am that kind of girl. Put my leash tight as I come. Oh. I'm that kind of girl. I am that kind of girl. I'm that kind of girl. Oh. Fuck. God damn, dude. If my ex ever fucked me half as good as you, I would have given him what he wanted. And clearly, it turns out I'm not a prude. It turns out I'm fucking easy. Right, Daddy? Am I an easy little cunt? You got me drunk and asked me nicely, and now you're fucking me stupid. I guess you're right. You didn't ask nicely. I threw myself at you like an easy little slut. God, I was right to do it. Oh, this is so good. Fuck. Like, I'll do anything you say. I'm an easy little slut. I love the way you humiliate me. I love the way you humiliate me. I'm so embarrassed you're recording this. Yeah, and stick your fingers in my mouth and hug my cheek while you fuck me. Yes, that's really fucking objectifying. Yeah, I love being treated like this. I admit I look like a fucking porn star. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, people are looking. I said, people are looking. Yes, there's like 5 people out there, all pointing and laughing at me, getting fucked like a stupid little princess. God, I can feel myself blushing all over. What do you mean? We should give them a better view. Oh, wait. Don't do this. You can't take me out here. You're pulling me by the belt around my neck like it's a fucking leash and Oh my god. Oh my god, we're outside. We're outside in the middle of the night. In the middle of downtown. And I'm ass fucking naked. Hi everyone. Yeah, everything's fine. I know, it looks bad, but I gave him permission to do whatever he wanted, and, well, this is what he wanted, so I have to do it. I guess I can't stop you all from recording me, too. What? No, I am not going to tell them my name and social handle. That's fucking insane. That could ruin my life. Ah! Okay, I'll tell them. I'm sorry, Daddy. Hi, everyone. Oh, there's more of you now. For those of you recording my utter humiliation, my name is Celine, and you can find me on all my socials at Sloth215. That is spelled Sloth215. Be sure to tag me when you post this video so the whole world can see me being used like a dumb bitch. Oh my god. Oh my god. I'm red all over. My body is like one big blush. Do I look pretty with my naked body blushing, Daddy? Thank you. Yes, Daddy. I'll spread my legs apart. Yes, Daddy. Yes, Daddy. I'll keep my hands on the hood of your car, no matter what. Yes, Daddy. I'll let you fuck my ass raw in front of all these people. Wait, what? Oh my god. Oh, fuck. You're doing it. Oh, fuck. I've never had anything in my ass before. Fuck, it feels so fucking good. Yeah. I hope you all have a good angle. You just caught me losing my anal virginity on camera. And the last of my resistance to this man. Daddy, yeah, Daddy, please fuck my virgin ass in public on camera and ruin my fucking reputation. Please, 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 please. Oh, 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 oh. Daddy, Daddy, I'm so zoned out. Oh, God. God, there's nothing in my head except for how fucking good you feel. Jesus Christ. I'm an anal bitch now, Daddy. My brain is gone. All that's left is your cock in my ass. I'm nothing but the pleasure you give me. Oh, fuck. Fuck, getting ass fucked is so good. I was so wrong to think being treated like a misogynistic fantasy was a bad thing. It's actually good. I like it. God, I was so stupid before. Now I know the truth. Thank you for teaching me what I'm really like, Daddy. Thank you for turning me into what I'm supposed to be. I'm just a hole. I'm just a whole set of holes. Little holes don't get to say what happens to them. I'm Daddy's little holes, and only Daddy tells me what to do. Ever since you put it in my ass, yeah, it's like one rolling orgasm that never stops. I didn't know I could feel this way. I didn't know it was possible. Thank you so much, Daddy. Will you drink your balls all over my face, sir? Yeah, will you pull your cock out of my ass and unload your pretty nut on my pretty face? Yeah, let me get on my knees on this dirty asphalt and stick my tongue out and welcome your wet scene. Paint your ungrateful, shame whore white with your fucking cum. Please, please, please. Yeah, no, no. Yeah, did my pretty words make your beautiful balls ready to nut? Give me that nut, Daddy. Give me that nut. Thank you for making me a total fucking mess, Daddy. Everyone can see me. Isn't that awful? After tonight, I'll never be anything other than what you've made me. Daddy's little hole. Help me up. Thank you, sir. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy jerking off to these videos forever. That's the end of our show tonight. Daddy, what should I say for the sign-off line? Good idea. Happy Valentine's Day! Mwah!